Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the full 4 years of Trump's second term.
We're going to make America great again.
Complete coverage and what it means. What it means here.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good news. Looks like what we're concerned about, wintry weather, freezing temps. It looks like we are all good, except maybe in the very, very northern reaches of the radio station. But really, I've kind of dodged a bullet in many ways, because with that mix, that wintry weather, it's not the fear of snow per se. It's the fear of, you know, icing of roads. That definitely would not be a good thing. And then, of course, we're always concerned about the effects on agriculture, whether it's very personal for things that you planted or whether it's for ag overall and commerce in the state of Florida. So we have our expert on that, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing great.
So we had snow in North Florida. How do you think, or how will it impact, ag and, you know, the growing of stuff in the whole North Florida area?
Well, fortunately, right now, we are not growing, you know, our row crops and things. Those won't be planted for a few more months there. But we are growing, you know, 70% of all the fresh vegetables on the eastern seaboard of the United States and South Florida today. And thank God it didn't snow in South Florida and destroy a lot of those crops. But, we've had agriculture is always affected by these type of events. Obviously, cattle. We have aquaculture in the area. We have some citrus and things. And so there will be some damage. This would be nothing like, you know, obviously a hurricane or things like that. Or if it were in the middle of planting season and this were happening, kind of like when Hurricane Milton come across our strawberry industry and took up a lot of the plastic and got rid of a lot of the infrastructure they had there planted. It cost them $4,000 or $5,000 an acre. This is not an event like that. As the snow melts and ice melts in North Florida, it'll actually be helpful to the water table there because we've been in very dry conditions. But it's very dangerous outside today, you know, because we don't have real snow like we do up north. We have ice and snow, and that ice will be very slippery, as obviously from people falling down, that kind of hazard, to people not being able to drive on ice, obviously. And so if you're in North Florida and you can stay home today, that's probably going to be the best outcome for you and your family.
Yeah, with the all the festivities going on in D.C., you know, what it means politically is there's a brand new administration in taking a new direction in many ways from the previous administration. How does that impact you, especially knowing that Florida is producing these very talented people and Trump's been scooping them up and taking them to D.C.? Does that impact you and what you do but for the state of Florida?
Well, you know, we've been very blessed in the state of Florida to have an abundance of leadership and talent. And I'm surprised, you know, when President Trump moved to Florida, and obviously it not only did a lot more Floridians become familiar with the president and who he is and what he is. But when we led through COVID, and again, you know this, Bob, but you know, I served in the Florida Senate during that time, was Senate president. We're very proud of all of the accomplishments of Floridians, right? We paid half of our debt down in the last 12 years. We cut taxes by $15 billion. We balance our budget. We have surpluses. We've grown a state that is unparalleled to any other state, right? We have school choice, universal school choice. The list goes on and on and on. We were the first state to ban fake meat, to all of the things that make us the free state of Florida, whether it's in agriculture or the business or the economy or all of the things that we did. And to be 100% straight about it, most of that, you know, started under Rick Scott's leadership. Now we have Rick Scott in the Senate, Ashley Moody now in as a senator. But when you look at the Trump cabinet, you think Pam Bondi, And again, Pam Bondi was one of the first people that I'd helped work on statewide election for our attorney general back in 2010 in Florida. Now she's going to be the attorney general of the United States. Obviously Ashley was appointed. Colonel Waltz being appointed to the National Security Advisor.
Great move.
When you go down the list of Floridians, now they're in that cabinet. We're very, very proud of that. But we're seeing around this country as a beacon of hope, right? When I'm, no matter where I'm traveling, when you say you're from Florida, it gets people's attention. And they recognize us as the free state of Florida doing the right thing. And by the way, we don't say this all the time, but we have very good conservative values here in the state of Florida. Parents are in charge of education. You know, parents are in charge of raising their kids. We don't let the woke education system, as I call them, the socialism factories, reign over our people here in Florida. Now, we had a lot of problems, but over the last 4 or 5 years, we have fixed a lot of those problems, or at least we have attempted to push back on those things. We're sort of the first in the country to go down these paths. So it's not surprising when you scoop up a bunch of Floridians to help straighten out Washington. And by the way, I think they're going to do a tremendous job because the blueprint and the pattern is set. We just now have to apply it to national politics.
Yeah, and I think that Congresswoman Kat Kamick echoes exactly what you said. You know, bring Florida to D.C. basically and Floridify the federal government in some ways. Now, we're coming on the season where we could do some celebration and really appreciate the agriculture that we do have in the Sunshine State. Tell us about, you know, state fairs and what's that February 6th that's coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, no, this is something we're very proud of. You know, you've got fairs are going to be starting. The state fair kicks off early February, and you know, this is all about agriculture, right? We want people to come there, enjoy all the agricultural products that will be there, and most of the agricultural products that will be at your fair will be the local products. At the state fair, clearly it will come from all over the state. Exhibitors, entertainment, all of the things, and the fair food, right? I should not fail to mention the fair food, mm-hmm. which is what a lot of us go for. But, you know, it's about to start off. And once the state fair goes, then you have all the smaller fairs around the state. And so I would encourage anyone listening to Google your area of the state, because most of the time each county has their own state fair. Has their own fair, county fair. We only have one state fair. But each county has fairs, and if you're wherever you are, Google to see when your fair is and plan on participating. Go and maybe buy a swine or a plant or, you know, some of the children's projects, the FFA and 4-H kids. But it's a tradition every year, and it's something that we are continuing to improve on. And I'll give you an example. In our FFA kids, we had 30,000 FFA children, I think, 4 years ago. Today, we have over 60,000 because of some of the investments that the state of Florida has made in making it affordable for children to do that and getting involved in agriculture. And then last year in our farm bill in the state of Florida, we said, look, if these children have 4-H and FFA events that are sanctioned, you have to give them an excused absence from school to go participate.
Yeah,
so now our children can do those things more freely. And it's what we want, right? We want our children and our young people involved in agriculture.
Just one question related to that whole thing. There is a concern about future farmers, per se, 4-H and FFA. Is there any numbers that help to guide us that X amount of these, a percentage of these young people, will end up either in ag or directly in farming?
Yeah, when you look at the trends have been down, for the last 40 years, less than 1% of us derive our income from agriculture. The average age of farmers today in the state of Florida, I think, is 57 or 8, which doesn't bode well, right? Because we're growing older, and in agriculture, we need youth to come into agriculture. And by the way, I would say that today, a lot of those jobs, most people, when they think of agriculture, is purely, you know, you put your blue jeans or overalls on and you go out and you work in a field. And there are some of that. Some of those things happen today. But most of agriculture today is technology, AI, best management practices. The equipment that you have today is completely electronical. A lot of it is driverless. equipment, but the more and more that we use AI and artificial intelligence in agriculture, which we've been using for decades now, we call them best management practices here, the more and more technical it is to be in agriculture. And so there's a lot of great jobs in agriculture. And just as a reminder, over 2 million people went to work today in agriculture in the state. It is the second leading driver of the economy. And, I don't like to put it in over $200 billion of economic output. So it's a very large component of the Florida economy. During a recession, during a pandemic, agriculture is the leading driver of the economy in the state. And a lot of folks don't realize that, so I love to brag on that. But if you're a young person, there are great opportunities in agriculture, and you should be taking advantage of them. And it's everything from AI jobs and technology and computers and to actually, working in those fields and crops. So I would encourage them.
And that's exactly why I asked the question, and you had a great answer, as usual. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, sir, always a pleasure. Hope to talk to you soon, and stay dry and stay warm.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, try to get people excited like they got excited about the trades a few years ago.
Yeah.
Great opportunities. Same thing with ag.